This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In Orlando, Florida, for CPAC today on What's on Your Mind. We're here today and tomorrow. The President of the United States, 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, will be speaking here at this event on Sunday. I'm going to sound like a big blowhard, but I was in Mar-a-Lago yesterday, as you know, and had lunch with the President of Newsmax, who's a member of Mar-a-Lago. Took us on this amazing tour, and because you're with a member, you can take pictures. Nobody else could take pictures. And so I took some photos. They're on Facebook. I'll get Todd to share them as well. But if you go to my Facebook page, Scott Hannon, or our flag websites, you'll find it on the social media. And I took a bunch of pictures of the tour. It was pretty cool. But the tour wraps up with a coincidence, I'll call it, even though my mom said coincidences are God's sealed orders. I'll call it a coincidence. We bump into the president. He's in a meeting in the lobby of Mar-a-Lago with two of his staff members. And he sees Chris Ruddy, who is a member, as I mentioned, from Newsmax. And he says, Ruddy, what are you doing here? And Chris Ruddy says, well, I brought North Dakota. North Dakota's top talk talent, Scott Hannon. And I've been on your show before. And he said, is North Dakota still with me? And if you can believe it, this is about a 50-minute conversation. At one point, the president said, so, we're working on the speech, he said, for Sunday right now. And he said, these guys don't want me to say the election was stolen. What do you think I should do, Scott? I said, well, it was.
Wow.
There's about 80 million people that would agree with it. But, you know, maybe you can say, don't take my word for it. Take the 80 million people who voted for me and their word for it. I said, maybe just find a tactful way. I said, the only reason I would maybe heed their advice a little, Mr. President, is if you say that, that's all they're going to focus on. In the you know, witch hunt fake news media. So, you know, it's true and people know it's true, but maybe now's not the time to say it. Just let the court action play out. Let Michael Lindell's good work play out. By the way, Michael Lindell was at Mar-a-Lago yesterday as well. So there's a lot happening on that front. They're trying very hard to get a specific Supreme Court case tied to the machine voting. That's what they're working on right now. A case before the Supreme Court specifically on what they've unearthed in absolute proof. And if you've not seen that documentary yet, go to LindellTV.com and get it. LindellTV.com and get it. There's a two-hour version and there's a 30-minute version with just the evidence. And if you really want to drill down, I've interviewed everybody in absolute proof, and it's on our websites. Go to AM1100TheFlag. .com. Todd's put it up on KFIRE social media. You can find it, and it is all of the individuals in there that have been interviewed. General Thomas McInerney, I talked to for an hour and 10 minutes. Got former FBI counterintelligence people. Got Matt DiPerno from Michigan, who's the smoking gun of this whole thing, because in Antrim County, they proved that the machines do what Dominion and the others say you can't do and couldn't do. I'm not kidding you, folks. So very important that you get under the hood here and know that there is hope. There is hope on that front, and eventually, if Mike Lindell has his way, this will be before the Supreme Court. All right, we are live today. I want to thank our fine sponsors, including Oasis Petroleum. If you want to get in quick on the air. The best way is to call our hotline, 247-855-200-1776. The Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota is going to join us in a moment. You got a question for Brent? Call us, 855-200-1776. That's the Buffalo hotline. That's what Buffalo do. They turn into the storm. That's what good North Dakotans, that's what good South Dakotans, that's what good Minnesotans, Montanans, that's what we do. Even once in a while, you find a good one in Nebraska. And before we talk to Brent Sanford, our Lieutenant Governor, we got a call from the one and only Trent Luce. Trent and Brent today. It's called us the Trent and Brent Show. How are you, Trent?
Are you using Trent and Brent to pay your rent?
I am, as a matter of fact. Yes, exactly right. But before I pay my rent, I got to fix the dent in the car, you know, so there's that.
How far can we go?
Oh, yes, yeah. Exactly. And it is all Lent. Right. Don't forget it's Lent. So we got that going for us. So, yeah.
Glad I opened that can of worms. It's getting
don't
a little
get bent.
Around
don't
here.
Get
yeah,
bent.
It's going to be a rabbit trail if we don't quit soon. I am so thrilled to hear that you are coming to North Dakota in a matter of days. Because you can't have events anymore due to COVID, which is the stupidest thing ever. I don't know why I can stand in line at Hornbacher's or Cashwise, two fine grocery stores, some of the best on the planet. They've managed to run their grocery stores all through COVID, safe. It's fine. They ask you to wear a mask. It's great. But you can't go to an event and social distance. It's absolutely nuts, but that nightmare is over finally, right?
It is over. We need to keep pushing. Don't let anybody get complacent again. We cannot stop pushing. Pushing for truth and justice.
It's freedom. We've been talking about this bill Jeff Hoverson yeah. has from Minot, which basically says, let's not let unelected bureaucrats decide whether or not we ought to wear a mask. So no more mask mandates at the local level. Businesses, entities can do it, but the mandates are gone, and I hope folks call their member of the House and let their voices be heard on that, because I think you're exactly right. Freedom is so important, and boy, oh boy, did we run around like a lot of sheeple, didn't we? I mean, my gosh, what happened to us, Trent?
Yeah, Scott, we're still in that position because we've been complacent. We've taken the essentials of life for granted for far too long. Last week, we had a wake-up call about energy, and I hope that wasn't just, oh, wonder what happened here. I hope people start digging in, because in my home state, as you mentioned, Lalonde, Nebraskan, I found out that we have a majority of our public power directors who were supported by the League of Conservative Voters, who's funded by George Soros. These individuals spent $100,000 to get elected on the Nebraska Public Power District Board in a race that used to cost between $5,000 and $10,000. Why? Well, I think last week we saw a little glimpse of why. If you control energy, if you control food, you control people. We cannot allow people to control us. Freedom, as you said.
No kidding. And you're going to be preaching that and more in Harvey, North Dakota. God bless him. Harvey says, let's have an event. If I'm understanding this correctly, your last public event was March of 2020, and your first one back on the trail is in Harvey, North Dakota. Is that right?
That is very appropriate. It's the FFA alumni meeting, which I've been a part of several years in the past, missed the last 2 years, and I have not had a public speaking engagement since March 13th, 2020. So, yeah, I'm a little bit excited. I'm always excited to go to Harvey, but this year it's 51 weeks of pent-up frustration. This could last like 4 or 5 hours.
Well, trust me, everybody in attendance will hope it will. The famous Translucent Loose Tales, God bless you for what you're doing. Thank your family for allowing us to share you, and we do very much appreciate what you're doing, Trent. Wanted to catch up, wanted to get a plug for that event in Harvey. And what day is it again?
March the 4th.
Next March?
Thursday,
March,
I think.
Next
yeah.
week. Beautiful, and beautiful,
then,
beautiful.
And then on March the 12th, I'm going to be in Lemon. That's, you know, just south of the border in South Dakota. And March 26th, Lisbon, North Dakota. So it's all Dakota all the time.
Get it on your calendar, folks. Trent, keep fighting, brother. We appreciate everything you do. You're a blessing.
I appreciate the opportunity. We need to get together and have some coffee.
Let's do it soon. I'll see you in Harvey. I'll make it a point.
Thanks, Scott. Oh, that's perfect.
Good to talk to you. Our good friend, Trent Lewis, there. Trent and Brent show today. Brent Sanford, our great lieutenant governor, is here. If you have questions or comments for him, give us a call, 258-0550. Brent, what's on your mind today?
Well, my social calendar sounds a lot like Trent's since last March. I used to be basically people in the office would wonder where I was going for a speech that day, because it seems like, you know, we were, you know, from, it's been 5 years since Governor Burgum and I met and have been together. And I would say the first 4 years of that, yeah, I was at public events most of the days. And so with what we've gone through the last year, and if we wonder why there's so much anxiety and emotion and legislation coming forth, we've never seen anything like it. It's because of what we've gone through with COVID and the election and there's a lot of pent up anxiety, but I can tell you what I'm focused on and our office is focused on is getting, as we have been for a year, getting through this, focusing on the opportunity we have at hand with legislative session. There's a lot of positive things we can do for our economy moving forward, but we have a lot of headwinds, especially with the administration change. When we're an ag and energy state, we've got a lot of headwinds, but there's good decisions that were made in the past. 10 years ago, the voters put the legacy fund in place. There's a lot of exciting legislation happening this time to tap that legacy fund for investments in the state, for one thing, for low-income loan funds, to have projects moving forward. We've got a lot of positive momentum, but because of what we've been through the last year, there's a lot of both. There's a lot of good and bad, but the session, we're in a crossover break, so kind of, you know, trying to relax and be ready for when the second period of the hockey game opens up here, coming in first part of March. But, yeah, it's exciting times, but it's challenging times as well, as we know.
Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota. We got to keep tabs on what's happening back at home while we're down in Orlando and CPAC. We chat with more of the folks here as well as we continue, but we'll come back and talk more with Brent about the first half of the legislative session, what the priorities will be there in the second, and also more about getting back to a normal life. We absolutely need to do that. And talk about anxiety. There's been a lot of it. So more of that coming up. Don't go away, folks.
So the Petroserve USA near you, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience is waiting. Karma rolls. Ugh. How about the chicken? It's great. How about the 4-for-4 special all day, every day? Four items. Pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink, $4. Stock up on Ice Mountain, 99 cents. Red Bull, 3 16-ounce cans for $7.50. The Ice Melt Pet Safe, $8.99. Or Splash Water Fluid, $1.99 a jug. Petroserve USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Whoa. I said I want a Kokomo, not Rapamo.
Kokomo? This is Flo Rida, baby.
Who's Flo Rida?
Flo Rida.
Flo Rida is like a rapper with the name Florida, or what?
Yeah, the pride of Canal City, Florida. Sometimes
you heard of Florida? I heard this. I thought Florida was something you put in toothpaste. I mean, my
ask Crystal if she knows who Florida
is. Yeah, she's
is,
huh? She's having a, she's laughing her butt off over
here. Yeah, come on,
no
girl.
All right.
There you go.
All right, I want Kokomo next time.
I'll get you Kokomo.
All right. H.A. Thompson & Sons, one of our fine sponsors here. And by the way, one of the good things from the whole COVID pandemic has been the innovation, the American entrepreneurship to say, all right, we got a challenge here. What do we do? And the folks at H.A. Thompson, a fine example. They went out and found the best of the best on the market, a product that you put in your HVAC equipment. So it isn't new. You use the same furnace, all the HVAC equipment. They put this in, and it helps prevent the spread of colds, flu, and other disease. Look at right now. The flu is almost non-existent. And I believe that's because we're washing our hands, we're more careful. And I think a few flu cases obviously have been called COVID because that's the game. But this kind of technology in your home or your business makes a big difference. I know people that have put these in and have had zero contact tracing back to their business. Think about that. Or homes without COVID. Now, that's me saying that. That's not the product claim. And obviously this is to protect your home or your business from not only this new threat, but a wide range of viruses and mold spores and odors and pathogens and everything else. So it is a tool. Call them at 701-223-3393 or go to HATandSons.com. H.A. Thompson & Sons since 1908. You can trust them. Brent Sanford's here, our Lieutenant Governor on the program. Colette in Denby, North Dakota. Chris and Karnak standing by. A quick question for Brent before we start. If you had to pick the top priority for the Burgum administration, the thing you'll be working about most along with the governor in the way of a legislative priority that you want people to pay attention to, what would that be, Brent?
For us, it's been about what are we going to do to deploy the legacy fund this time. There was no way to utilize the legacy fund for the first, I believe it was for the first 8 years of the fund. And so now the earnings shall be distributed in the general fund. So how will they be used? Hopefully it's strategically. We put together a plan to utilize and invest those earnings strategically. And the legislature is doubling down on that by authorizing or putting the intent language out there for State Investment Board, which I chair, by the way, to do in-state investing programs as well. So we want to make sure that we're using these savings accounts that we've put together with the oil taxes strategically for the future economic growth of our state. And now is the best time to do this. We've got the headwinds from the federal administration right now. We've got to move forward on. We got ahead of scare in the grid and the base load power issues. It was mismanaged south of us, and we all pay for it as these interconnected grids. And so that conversation is rolling through. What does our energy future look like in the state? What types of things do we have to fight for on the ag side so we keep innovating there? You know, we look forward to a lot of big projects being announced soon, and we're going to need Bank of North Dakota and some of these legacy programs to be able to help us get those moving forward. So economic growth, moving forward, prosperity into the future for North Dakotans, that's the number one goal always has been for our administration.
All right, here's Colette. Colette is in, tell me where you're at. I don't recognize this town. They have my call screener here.
I'm from Denby, North Dakota.
From Denby. Okay, great. What's on your mind today, Colette?
I'm here to vent with Trent and Brent, going with your theme. Talking about, mask freedom and any freedoms for that fact, vaccine freedom. I think the conservatives just want to mind their own business and do their own thing. That's what we do best. We want to stay in our homes and work and come home and enjoy that. And I think we were caught sleeping while, you know, the opposition's been active for years, getting on committees and getting on boards. And we need to get involved. And I think it's, I don't want to say pathetic, that might be a strong word, that I would call a number that would connect me to my representatives at Bismarck, I think, or even in Washington. I think we should know our reps, we should know what district we're in, and we should have them on speed dial. We should have them email them. We should be able to text them. We should stop in Bismarck and have lunch with them. And so they know what's on our mind as well and know where we're standing from. Don't be afraid to call them. and but find out who they are and let them, you know, form a relationship with them so we can, they don't regret answering our phone call, but they just know that we're a constituent of their district, we're a constituent of their state, and we can let them know how we conservatives think.
Well, you really
so we
are.
Need to wake up. Wake up.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I mean, really, to get despondent and depressed and see all this happening and sort of hunker down is exactly what they want you to do. Exactly. Because they're going to.
We do best. Sorry.
Yeah, we do. You're right. It is. I mean, conservatives are just sort of mind your own business, go about it kind of folks. Colette, you're exactly right. You mentioned the mask situation. I want to ask Brent about that. Jeff Hoverson, as you know, has legislation that's passed the House, and it sort of goes against the grain of what we as conservatives would normally want. On the other hand, so many unelected health bureaucrats are really making a lot of decisions, and this, in a way, says individual businesses, individual entities should decide, not government, not something that's funded by the taxpayers. Where are you at, Brent, specifically, and will the governor support that if it passes the Senate?
Well, we've always been local control people, obviously, and so what's happening is all the anxiety and then what's been pushed down from the federal government is really hampering all of us. And it's something where it wasn't a surprise to me to see these bills coming forward, to see this bill specifically with all of what we hear from constituents. So I want to thank Colette for her thoughts and that's really what's been happening, and what needs to happen is people do have to have a relationship with their legislators and with the executive branch. And believe me, we've heard a lot of direct democracy, and that's how it's supposed to be. And so we need to know how North Dakotans feel as you're balancing the public safety issues. But we have to be careful with everything that we're putting in place from the state, and it's very intentional, and it's something where we are not just accepting everything that comes from the federal government either. Everything's coming in with thought and intentionality, and we had made it through until November without doing statewide mandates. There had been local mandates. And with the rapid uptick in cases in November, for 2 months, as the cases were the highest in some instances, the highest in the nation in North Dakota, it was on and a lot of anxiety built during that time. And so here, you know, we're hearing it now. And there's a lot of bills in the session that need to be worked through. And I think that what you're going to see in the second period, and then the third period is what the conference time is commonly called. You're going to see some of these things being consolidated, and maybe they won't survive on the other chamber. But again, we have to work through, you know, what the concerns of the citizens as we move through this pandemic and get through the pandemic. But the big picture is moving through economically. And so that's what we're focusing on, is trying to make sure we don't keep our eye off the ball, lose our...
Colette, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. And I think you're right on just people weighing in on this. I think that the only way this ultimately will get to the governors is if the Senate passes it. So we got to start there and let your senators know what you feel about this. I initially was skeptical of, you know, telling local entities they can't do this or that. But on the other hand, when the people guiding the decisions are not elected, we got a problem. So that's good advice, Brent, too. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate it.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In another blow to Joe Biden's sweeping immigration reform, a federal judge blocked Biden's 100-day moratorium on deportations. Texas Judge Drew Tipton indefinitely banned the policy after Attorney General Ken Paxton argued the move was in violation of federal law. The Biden administration was accused of hypocrisy for reusing a border facility to house migrant children. The Department of Health and Human Services recently reopened the facility in Texas that President Obama opened to house unaccompanied children. More than 700 children who crossed from Mexico into the United States without their parents were in Border Patrol custody as of Sunday. The current backup is yet another sign of a brewing crisis for President Biden and a worsening dilemma for these vulnerable children. A massive demand for housing is fueling a spike in home prices across the country. The result has been an unprecedented seller's market that is only likely to drive house pricing up in the coming months. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go?
Thank you.
Off the Florida Keys.
There we go, baby. Florida Keys, Kokomo. Now you're singing my praises. You're singing my music. This is the best. Wasn't the Beach Boys, right? The Beach Boys did that one. Of course they did. Back in Orlando, Florida music here on the What's On Your Mind. Saul News is going to join us in a few minutes. I don't see him yet. We have some calls that want to get in here. And Nate in Fargo, we asked Brent to stay around because we had a question about legacy money. And also wanted to talk taxes real quick here before we go, specifically gas taxes. I'm scratching my head how the House of Representatives of the state of North Dakota thinks it's a good idea to raise gas taxes. This is insane. Number one, look at gas prices right now. Look what's happening to gas prices, and there's Matt Schlapp, the man behind CPAC. Yeah, exactly. Matt was going to join us last hour, but he had to. Krista, would you just ask him when he's coming back? Matt's the last guy going up the escalator. Yep. Find out when he's going to come back tomorrow so we talk to him, okay? Where else am I? This is what happens here. I know what I was going to tell you. MyPillow, a fine sponsor, I got to tell you, saw Mike yesterday, and the work he's doing is so incredible. He is not worried about selling pillows right now. He's not worried about selling robes and towels and blankets and sheets. He's actually trying to save the country and put out this incredible documentary entitled Absolute Proof. Get it. See it. Take it in. It's that important. But while he's doing that and trying to fight and save the country, what we're doing is selling pillows for him. And right now, the pillow deal is back. This is the best deal ever on the pillows, and it's back. $29.98 for the MyPillow Premium. This is never available in stores. It's a completely different deal. $29.98, and with your promo code. So think of that. That's a great deal. Call 800-506-9028. Let's support Mike. Let's support his work, whether it's a gift card for the next anniversary or event you have in the family, whatever that might be. Let's support him. Let's be like Mike. And just like Colette said from Denby, we've got to get in this game. Mike's doing that. He's putting his whole business on hold to fight for this country. The least we can do is buy a few pillows and robes and blankets and towels. By the way, the robes are sold out right now. They can't get them in fast enough. So good job on that. Now it's time to get the dog beds going. And the new blankets are incredible. And the sleepwear, a lot of new products. Click on that new product tab to see them all. If you bought everything they have, there's some new things already. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, Nate and Fargo, go ahead for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, your question on the Legacy Fund.
Thank you, Scott. My question on the Legacy Fund is my family, we do pretty good in the oil and gas business. We have around 44 running wells in the Bakken. But I was wondering, I have a two-part question. When it comes to North Dakota, can we be more like Alaska and give some dividends out to the people? Oh, I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah, I think I heard what you're saying, though. Some of the dividend, kind of an Alaska model there is what I think he's talking about, Brent. Go ahead.
Yeah, and there's a push that is always here from Representative Hedlund in the Jamestown area on reducing our income taxes or to zero, and that's kind of the methodology that's looked at from the legislature, is considering an income tax portion from legacy funds. Otherwise the Supreme Court, the Attorney General, they wrestle with an issue in our Constitution called the gift clause as a reason to not just hand out checks from legacy earnings, but by reducing income tax, I mean, then, you know, that can be thousands per family and hundreds for almost everyone. And so, I mean, that's one method that's being looked at. And we have to keep growing our economy and growing that legacy fund to be able to do that. The CPA and me explains we have to grow this thing to more like $50 billion and not just the $8 billion it's at today, and then we can get rid of other taxes like they have in Alaska. But Alaska is also short of revenues today, so we have to be careful not to follow that method. You know, as their oil has tailed off, they're needing more revenues, and they got rid of property tax, income tax, et cetera. So we have to be careful, but that's always a thought and a discussion of how to get. We know there's a push to move dollars back into the homes from some of these legacy earnings. So that's always a topic. Thanks for the question.
And by the way, the legacy fund could be called the oil fund. There's only a legacy fund because of the bounty of oil. So, you know, there is obviously some truth in what Nate is talking about. It enables a whole lot of other things, and often that goes into spending. Rather than sort of saying, well, wait a minute, where could the relief be for the citizens? Oil and gas industry now pays more than 50% of the taxes, and this legacy fund they fund for the bigger priorities. It's really amazing. I know you know that better than anybody, Brent, but sometimes I think our listeners forget that. That, you know, when you got a water project in Fargo, like the diversion or whatever, it doesn't happen without oil money. I mean, through the Prairie Dog bill,
yeah,
last
that's
session.
100%. Yep. 100% oil tax revenue going into those projects. If you hear Resources Trust Fund, it's 90% plus funded by oil and gas taxes. So that's the funding for the Fargo-Moorhead Diversion, for Red River Valley Water Supply, for all these rural projects around the state. It's from oil taxes. It's just another cut out of the oil taxes. So it's important to remember. That's why we have to grow the legacy fund now, so that we can have a replacement for those oil taxes someday if our economy doesn't continue the way it is, with having so much reliance on oil and gas, if the industry slows down for any reason.
What is your impression of the legislation that passed the House related to a gas tax?
Well, it's kind of surprising with a majority Republican House like we have. And so I was surprised, I guess. And I realize we haven't updated and increased our gas tax for many, many years. But when we're talking about investment opportunities to spending hundreds of millions of dollars out of our legacy earnings, it kind of defies logic, I think. I would say, personally, when gas has gone up already, what are we up, 30, 40, 50 cents since the administration changed, since the election? I mean, we're heading towards $3. We were down close to $2, around the $2 mark. That hits people in the pocketbook, and people know it when they're at the pump. Then you're going to add cents onto that with a tax. I'm surprised. And so since you're at CPAC, I mean, there's things that Governor Burgum has always been, hey, hold the line on taxes, reduce if we can. There's a bill to reduce coal severance taxes to help these coal plants continue moving forward that came through the House of shining colors. That's the kind of thing we like to see, have the opportunity for that to go through the Senate and come to our office. So, you know, we're not about raising taxes. Governor's a fiscal conservative. There's no question. You know, so that, you know, the things that governor offices are taking a lot of heat on, public health and on K-12 and everything else, and the economy's crashing during COVID, but our economy has actually held steady. We've got a good future ahead in our economy. We've got to just make sure we handle what's coming from the federal administration now, move forward. But our schools have been open. We've been at least hybrid all year in our schools, where some other states haven't gone back to school. So Yeah, there's a lot of challenges, but again, taxation's one that I don't know. I would question the timing of increasing people's taxes after we've gone through the last year.
Amen. I don't know what's going on there at all, and I hope they're rethinking that. I also think they should rethink some of the spending. I mean, governors often get the blame for proposing too much in spending, but I think the legislators have got you beat right now in the executive budget, don't they?
Absolutely. Again, the governor came in with a reduction of general fund spending as is his goal. I mean, he doesn't want to be on the list of governors increasing spending. He doesn't want to do it, doesn't believe in it, and we weren't. Our proposal is actually to reduce the general fund spending, and it's been eclipsed already. You'll see what happens when some of these bills get to the Senate side, but generally there's not a lot of cutting on that side. So it'll be interesting to see where the overall budget picture comes in from what was proposed by the executive budget to what is passed. But, you know, one of the big ones was in Medicaid spending again, and proposals are out there from Department of Health, Department of Human Services, Governor's Office on how to reduce some of that spending, and not accepted on the House side. So we'll see. You know, we'll see who the true conservatives are, what it looks like when it comes out the other side, and what we get to sign in the governor's office for appropriation bills.
One more question for you, and we'll let you go by text. Lieutenant Governor Sanford, will Governor Burgum fight Joe Biden's executive orders on oil and gas industry in North Dakota just like the courts have done in New Mexico? Or I guess other governors are doing in the courts like New Mexico.
Well, we've put out a ton of executive orders already. After each mandate and dictate that's put out from the Biden administration, the governor has put out executive orders and press releases and comments against it. So, yeah, absolutely. Governor Burgum's putting on the gloves against Biden administration attacks on our energy industries. It's not an opportune time when our grid is in the stability level of questions that were happening and down in Texas. We're not ready to move forward with battery storage technology to help the wind and solar gains and offset coal generation baseload plants. The grid's not ready for that. And so the governor's putting out executive orders and press releases against that, at all times, looking together with other Republican governors in the center of the country to assess what happened with WAPA, with Southwest Power Pool, with the brownouts, blackouts that were happening all the way up here from the mismanagement in Texas. And try to assess what's happening. And the Biden administration is blaming it on anything from climate change to over-reliance on coal. And so we've got to get to the bottom of what's happening with the grid management. And we're ready to go to battle. And something where the Attorney General's offices, that's where these cases come out of. And so we'll see as we move forward if our Attorney General joins some of these other states on if anything but executive orders comes out, more action comes out from the feds, you know, what type of things you need to address there.
That's what I was going to ask you. It's got to come from the Attorney General's office, right? And I've heard they're working on it. I've not seen anything yet. We got to get Wayne on soon and find out. We'll let you go, Brent. Appreciate the time very much. Thanks for doing what you're doing in the battles, and enjoy this little reprieve in the crossover, and get back to it next week, right?
Have a great time at CPAC. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the opportunity as always.
Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor. We do Gov Talk every Thursday with either the Gov or the Lieutenant Gov, and we're blessed with a couple of good ones there, folks. Let's see here. Who's next? Chris and Karnick's been waiting a while. Go ahead, Chris. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, it would have been nice to give Brent a couple of questions, but it's okay. No, I would have been happy to take you.
It says on my call screen you want to talk about Mike Lindell, so I didn't think that Brent could answer the question about Mike Lindell.
The only plug I had about Mike Lindell is you guys keep saying, use the promo code, save a discount, this discount, that. If you really want to support the country, why would you buy something discounted? You should pay full price for it. My wife and I went and bought $1,000 worth of his stuff just because I want to give every dollar I can and afford to support standing up for freedom. So don't use the discount code, pay full price for it, and give Mike the money he needs to win this battle. Secondly,
okay. Just so you know, I applaud the premise behind your comment. But if he doesn't know it's coming from us, then that's how they track where they're getting customers. So that ends up being a detriment on this show. Just so you know, I appreciate it. And I think he'd tell you to take the discount. But go ahead. You got 30 seconds for your next comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my main thing is with this education system, I can shovel rotten grain and make $20,000 or more a year than my wife did 5 years of college to get a teaching degree, and it's just frustrating. She's also helped, now that she stays home with our two kids, to do daycare. She did substitute teaching for $120 a day.
You couldn't be more right. Good teachers should be paid
Brock
more.
Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. And we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, online at schwannbuickgmc.com, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. And you need to check out some of this free money. They got 0% money for 5 years and a number of models and a lot of purchase allowances on 2020s that are remaining and a number of the 2021s, including the new GMC 1500 Sierra. Online at schwannbuickgmc.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, final segment. Where did the show go? My gosh. Picking up on a comment from last break, and the Legacy Fund. Texter says, this is wisdom out of St. Anthony, North Dakota. You don't get much better than wisdom out of St. Anthony, North Dakota, guys. You know what I'm saying? You don't.
You bet.
He says, when are us landowners finally going to get some relief? We truly never own our land because we're held hostage by the government through taxes. quit kicking property taxes down the road. Sound like a wind-up doll that the string keeps getting pulled. Yeah, remember that from the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? You're like one of those, you know, when you pull your own string, you know. I like that reference. Here is somebody that says, hey, that guy that said he didn't want to use the discount from MyPillow, how about this? Take the discount and buy more. Better idea, because then we get to continue to be part of the MyPillow family, which we'll do forever, and you get more pillows for the same buck, and it's a great idea. But, so use the discount, promo code Scott, just buy more. It's a beautiful idea. Beautiful idea. I love it. All right, folks, John Hinderrocker is here. John is with the Center of the American Experiment, and they do incredible work, folks, incredible work on your behalf and on behalf of free speech. John, the president of the Center of American Experiment, has himself sat down and written a piece of legislation related to free speech and social media. John, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, great to be with you, Scott.
We have a crisis in this country right now, today, worse than ever, suppressing free speech. A lot of people say, I know that. Tell me something I don't know. What do you do about it? What's your advice?
Well, we have worked with legislators to craft a bill which has now been introduced in the Minnesota State Senate, sponsored by Majority Leader Paul Gazelka and four other senators. It's going to be introduced in the House today or tomorrow. And this bill is intended to fight back against the suppression of free speech, especially by the big tech, you know, social media platforms. And what it does is it bans discrimination in restricting user content, which means either canceling your account, which happened to me on Twitter, or suppressing the material that you post, the content of your post. And it bans discriminating against user content on the basis of race, sex, religion, or political orientation. So Facebook, for example, or Twitter might say, well, we deleted that guy's account because he said something violent. Well, okay, but is that really the reason? Did he really say something violent? And why didn't you delete? You know, there was a time on Twitter, I wrote about this a couple of years ago on Powerline, there was a time on Twitter when the number one trending hashtag was Rape Melania. 37,000 tweets used the hashtag Rape Melania. And now Twitter says, oh, we had to kick Donald Trump off our platform because he was so violent, right? And so this becomes a fact question. You know, what's the real reason why they suppressed a particular user's content? You know, was it violence or whatever, or was it in fact discriminatory? And that becomes a jury question. And we provide $50,000 in statutory damages plus attorney's fees for each violation.
So this could mean like Facebook either gets their act together or they don't operate in Minnesota. That, I mean, what's the ultimate goal here? Get them to allow free speech, right? And or don't operate in Minnesota. Is that the teeth you'd have?
That's basically it. Unless they want to pay a whole lot of damages, they got to get their act together. I think if 10 or 15 states, and there are 30 states or so that are ostensibly controlled by conservatives, I think if 10 or 15 states pass legislation along these lines, the social media platforms will have no alternative. They'll have to back off on political censorship.
There is a great book called Thinking Minnesota. It's not a book, but rather it's a magazine that comes out regularly from the Center of the American Experiment. I'd really encourage you to go to their website, AmericanExperiment.org, because the work they're doing there, by the way, it's a Minnesota think tank, but the principles, the free market principles and the conservative advocacy that they do works for all of us, and it's great. And we're working on helping them expand that vision to North and South Dakota as well, because they're so good at this. They really are just so, they give us voice on so many issues. So AmericanExperiment.org, AmericanExperiment.org is the place to do that. How can Minnesotans that are listening make a difference on this particular piece of legislation you're working on, John?
Contact your legislators. Call them on the phone. Send them a letter. Send them an email. And tell them that you're concerned about this free speech issue. You understand legislation has been introduced to address it. And encourage them to support that legislation.
Easy to do, no doubt about it. John, thanks for the time. Always appreciate our great relationship with you and your team at the Center of the American Experiment. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
So I got time for one more call here, and then we'll wrap up from this great place called CPAC in Orlando, Florida. Another jam-packed day tomorrow. The president's here Sunday. Rick in Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, quickly, if mask mandate or if the mask freedom isn't a success, it's time to spend money, and we're going to pepper the communities with vote everybody out. And we're going to get people in front of drive-thrus with signs to say vote everybody out. That includes the governor. That includes Hoban and your buddy Kramer. Come on, if we're stuck wearing masks, we're going to spend money.
I don't know if you guys had as tough a challenge hearing him as I did, but I get the point, and I think it's time. It is. That's why I support Jeff Hoverson's legislation. Hope you tell your Senate member in the North Dakota legislature it's time. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. See you tomorrow.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2021 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties. Excellent cropland, 900 acres in McLean County, 939 acres in Burke and Ward counties, 312 acres in Walsh County, and CRP in cropland in Steele and Benson County, and 804 acres of exceptional cropland in Beltrami County, Minnesota. View all of these Pfeiffer's land auctions and an exciting lineup of equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.